Well, first off, Don, I wanted to say that I'm sorry for your loss. I know Fred Foster passed away a few weeks ago, and he worked with you on your latest album, Meet Me at the River, which is great. He also produced some incredible artists, absolutely. Merle Haggard, Roy Orbison, Dolly Parton, of course. I just want to know, what was it like working with him?
Well, he's very much on my mind because his memorial service is this weekend.
Oh, really?
But he was a real treasure to just music in general. It was amazing working with Fred. I learned so much from him. He had so many stories, just not really gossipy, but you know, he kind of hung around the glitterati of like the country music world, you know, and
right.
He really helped start the careers of so many artists. So he had a lot of stories, but he also had a lot to say about just songs in general and the crafting of songs. And, you know, he fancied himself a song doctor, he called it, which is what he also called Fred Rose. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he was a really amazing publisher.
Sure, sure.
And Rose Acuff Publishing. And his family, they all still make music and... But he had a lot. I think Fred Rose was sort of a mentor of his, and he called him the song doctor. And so I get to call my Fred the song doctor.
There you go. So Meet Me at the River, I mean, that's a little different than your previous work. Is that more kind of more your country roots, more of that influence in it, would you say?
Definitely. I mean, I think I knew that I wanted to make a record in Nashville, and I wanted it to sound like the albums that I love from Nashville. The quote-unquote Nashville sound, you know,
right.
The sort of countrypolitan sweeping production and just beautiful classic, what I think of as classic Nashville sound from, you know, the 50s and 60s. So it was great to have Fred in there making it happen. But I think, you know, he just brought a lot of clarity and he brought his own. I mean, he helped put all the musicians together and they really brought the sound of the album.
Absolutely. So tell me about some of your musical influences, like when you're first starting out. Who were you listening to? Who were you trying to emulate?
That's a good question. I mean, my parents had a very diverse record collection. You know, my mom loved all the female singers. Like, we would listen to Linda Ronstadt in the car and Mary Chapin Carpenter, who I got to open for recently.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
It's like a dream.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Because I grew up just singing, belting out her songs with my mom in the car. my mom listened to Joan Baez and Anne Murray, you know, beautiful women singers.
Right.
And my dad had more eclectic taste. He liked the Pointer Sisters, and he liked, you know, country rock bands and Traveling Wilburys. I remember getting that record from him. But, yeah, I was listening to everything. My brother introduced me to Pearl Jam when I was, like, you know, very young.
It was a little all over the place then, huh?
All over the place, yeah. But I just love music. I love all kinds of music. So
what was that first step just from, you know, liking music, liking all these different artists, from actually, you know, wanting to pursue that as a career?
Even before I could write or anything, I have recordings of myself making up songs as a kid. On my dad's little work cassette tape recorder. So I was always just doing that naturally, and then I was constantly singing. I come from a family of hummers. We're just kind of constantly humming around the house when we do housework
right.
and things like that. So making noise came naturally, and then putting it into song form. I think I probably wrote my first song in like the sixth grade or something, you know. And about rainbows or something like that. And then I started playing guitar and piano and then really crafting stuff and working on the songs more in high school.
Sure. So I know that you've written songs for quite a few different movies. Is there a difference for when you're kind of specifically writing something to go in like a movie or a TV show? Or is this still like the same process for you?
Well, it's funny because most of this, they're called sync placements when you get a song on a TV show or a commercial or a film. A lot of that just comes after I've already made the music.
Oh, okay.
So it's not, I have composed some things directly for movies. Like, I even scored a few movies where I did the incidental music and the instrumental stuff, and that was really fun and challenging, because you're kind of responding to the images and everything.
Sure.
But most of the songs of mine that have been in TV shows and stuff, is that I don't even know who chooses them. I'm lucky that, I'm glad that they do.
Right.
You know, then people discover the music I wouldn't have otherwise. Yeah.
Do they let you know when that's going to, like, be in different shows, or are you just kind of surprised when it pops up?
They do. I mean, they have to get clearance
sure.
from me, you know, because I've only said no to a couple of things that just didn't hit me the right way. Like, that seems sort of strange. But most things I think if they're attracted to it aesthetically, then I'm probably interested in what they're making, if it's a film or a commercial, whatever.
Sure, that makes sense. So I know you, are you still performing with the Bandana Splits?
Yeah. Well, there's three of us, and
right.
one of them, Lauren, just moved to Nashville as well. So I relocated to Nashville about 2 years ago. She moved here a year ago. And we've become sort of a Christmas band. We do like a couple shows a year around Christmas, and that's it. So our one show this last year was a Christmas show at an art museum. But I do love playing those guys. Those ladies are just incredible.
Yeah, and that's Annie Nero and Lauren Balthrop, right?
That's right.
And how did you get started with them?
We were just friends. We all lived in Brooklyn in the same neighborhood. And I did a tour with Lauren's band. She had a band with her brother called Balthrop, Alabama. And we did a tour together, and they were like a very large band. I think they had like 8 or 9 people
wow.
on stage. And it was kind of a theatrical band, you know, sort of everybody had a fake name from this fictitious town that they created, you know. And they even gave me a part when I was on tour with them, and I started singing with them. And I became Ada Sprague, the town fortune teller, you know.
That's funny. I like that.
Really great. You should check their music out.
It's I will, great. For sure.
Balthrop, Alabama. And Annie was playing in that band. She was playing bass, and Lauren was singing and playing keys, and that's how we first met.
Cool. So you did a great performance at a TED Talk a few years ago about Tori Merton McClure, the first woman to row solo across the Atlantic Ocean. I don't need to tell you that. You know that. what is it about her story that kind of inspires you?
I just find her willpower and just her sheer sense of adventure really, really inspiring. I mean, of course, the fact that she was successful and that she
right.
did it, but really the thing that draws me mostly to this story is the fact that she didn't accomplish her goal the first time. She tried once and met with a lot of opposition from the natural world. You know,
really?
A hurricane hit her, and she had to get rescued at sea. And you know, I find that really inspiring that she was able to pick up the pieces and try again.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a very human experience.
Yeah, because, I mean, no one would have blamed her if she's like, yeah, I'm not going to do this anymore. But then you're right, the fact that
yeah.
she went out there, did it all again, knowing the risks, yeah, that's really incredible.
Yep. Yeah.
So you did an amazing cover of "Won't Back Down" on Fireproof. I know that was a little while ago, but I just want to know
yeah.
what did Tom Petty's music mean to you, and why did you decide to cover that specific song?
Oh, I've probably bought more Tom Petty albums in my life than any other artist. I think I may have seen him play more than anyone else too.
Oh wow!
I think I saw him play. I mean, I don't go to a lot of big arena shows or anything like that, but I think I saw Tom Petty play at least 6 or 7 times, which is more than any other band or artist or anything else that I've seen. I'm a huge fan of his. I just love his songs. I love his band. I love the Heartbreakers. They're just such a great band.
Mm-hmm.
Make you feel good. Just, the songs are just so, they're so singable and so happy. They make you feel so good, but then they also have really cool twists. And there's a really neat. His lyrics are just so, they're so simple, but also so, they're just very intricate.
Yeah, yeah. He says a lot with, like very few words, kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He does. And that's really really hard to do. I forget who it was. I heard this quote the other day. Maybe it was Hemingway, or somebody had written a letter to somebody, and they said, "Oh, sorry, if I had more time, this would have been shorter." You know? And I feel like that's, in songwriting, that's what Tom Petty brings to it. You know?
I never heard that. I like that.
Yeah.
So I know starting next month, I just saw you're going to be opening up for Nick Lowe. Have you worked with him before?
I am. No, I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I'm excited for that too.
I've never seen him play before, and I know he's being backed by the Low Straight Jackets band.
Right.
And I've never seen them either, so I think it's going to be a really exciting show.
I think so too, and I wish you the best of luck with that.
Well, thanks. I wish we were coming to Iowa.
I know, right? No one ever comes to Iowa.
I've only played in Iowa maybe once, but it's a beautiful place.
It is. It's nice. You don't have to talk it up too much. I'm actually from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It's all right if we bash Iowa a little bit. Well, Dawn, that's all I got for you. I do appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk with me.
You're welcome. Thanks, Sam. I appreciate talking to you, too.
Thank you. You have a good one.
All right. You too.
Bye.